Over here, the word on the Lamed Testament Aleph, the word Hoshana is a term in the Gemara that refers to the lulav, the esrog, the hadasim, and the aravos, all four together. Okay, we call it. What do we call it? And you go by a set. What do we call a set of dalid minim? They in the Gemara call a Hoshana. Now, what we call a Hoshana is on the Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshanais, we call it Hoshanais. We don't call it Hoshanais. But the term in the Gemara for the full set of Dalet Minim, the term they use is the word Hoshana. So therefore, Rashi says, Noi Sein Loi Eshoi Bimato Nachover Shokoyna Hoshana Kula Me'am Oretz B'Shvi'is Yivakeish Mimenu. You hear you have to be Mivakeish Mimenu Litim Loi Eshoi Bimato. You have to make a Bakosha, a request. A Bakosha Litim Loi Eshoi Bimato Lefish Ein Reshoi B'Gemara Farish Time. Okay, back to the Gemara. Let us say that the seller does not want to give the esrog b'matan, he does not want to give it away for free. So what do you do then? I need on the shvius to buy, to get my hands on an esrog one way or another. So what you do is you give him more money. Whereas lichatchila, the ideal way to go about this is to get the esrog for free. 100% for free. A lulav you charge, whatever
lulav
costs.
Not a problem with the lulav, yeah.
Right, lulav's not a problem. So
what he does is he pays more for the lulav.
$40.
And he throws in an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look like he's making business.
Lichatchi, let's say for argument's
sake. Isn't like an arma? Sort of like an arma?
You have no choice in this case.
Because he's losing out.
Yeah. He has to do the mitzvah. Lichatchi, let's make believe an asterisk costs $70 and a lulav costs $30. Make believe. So ordinarily you pay $30 for the lulav. And 70 and 70 for the esrog. This guy says, and so now it's Shemitah. Shemitah, I'll pay you the $30, and it's 70 I get for free this year. He says, no, I'm not giving you $70 for nothing. You're not. So what do? You pay him $100 for the lulav. $100 for the lulav. I'll pay you for the lulav $100, and you give me a free esrog. Is that ideal? No, because that's an harama, like what you just said. That's a harama. But it's a technical loophole in order for you to be able to, otherwise he's not going to want to sell you anything. You have no choice. Rashi.
For them, it's worth it. He's getting more for the lulav, yeah.
You have to pay, you pay the whole thing. You have to pay $100. So yeah. Rashi, Mavli Allah, Dmei Eshek, Lulav, Yimach, Lulav, B'yoyker, Ad, Sheyitim, Lai Eshek, B'maton. You have to go pay whatever it costs. I want you to give me the Eshek for free. So how much do I have to buy the lulav for?
Okay,
you have to give that. Frankly, where's the cash? The rules of the lulav, I'm afraid of my lulav, the master lulav, v'leis of lay behead ya. Frankly, why can he give them? Why can he buy it? A simple question. Why let him openly let them be a transaction? Kesef, I'll give you money, and you'll give me. I'll pay for the lulav for the esrog. The Gemara says l'fisha ein.
So you're allowed.
The only thing is there's no prohibition to buy peyor shvius, provided that the seller treats the money that he gets for selling peyors with the sanctity of Shemitah.
But I thought he's not. I thought it's supposed to be ownerless. He can't make money off the produce.
You are allowed to, provided. See, that's not that. Idea is not totally accurate. That's what I would say. The Gemara is teaching us that it's not. That concept
allow
is
everybody to
a regular sale. If you go, you have fruit, and you sell someone the fruit. Now I got the money. What do I do with the money? I go to the baseball game. I go to Great Adventure. I take my kids in Chol HaMoed.
Oh, so you have to use it
to
for holy
Great Adventures. Exactly, for food, and you have to eat it with the sanctity of Shemitah.
It has to be for food. I want to buy money and buy tefillin with it.
No, it has to be there. I don't know all the details. I do not know. I'm a Aretz. But there are rules that have to be fulfilled when you sell a Peiroi Shvius. You're allowed to do it. But you have to use the money for very limited types of things. And you have to treat the money and the food you buy with sanctity. Thus, we do not trust the Am HaAretz that he will be faithful to the law. Rashi. So, for example, Liti Lisla Behedya, Rashi. Dinei Eshrek Behedya, my time, my in Rashad Lulokhoi Beshvius. The Gemara answers, Lifi Shein Moishin, Dinei Perishvius Li Am HaAretz. Rashi. Ein Vazin Perishvius, Da Torah Arma, Lachla Veloy Lischara. You're only allowed to eat it, not allowed to do business. Shekol peyor shvius chayav lehisba'er b'shvius hein u'dimehen. If you sell it, the money that you get for selling it must be consumed by the end of the year. You're not allowed to take the money put in the bank. If they want to sell, they can sell it. But the money they get for selling it must be used to purchase food and must be consumed at the time when the fruit is still available in the fields for the animals. There's a tremendous chiddush that by doing so, I'm lifting either. Why is lifting either? If not you, they'll do it for someone else. Shrei avre dinara. Right? Shrei avre dinara. That's the marshal the Gemara
gives,
right. So over here, the Gemara, I don't know, this has the ma'ayin in this, it's whatever
no,
the reason
is. No,
then it's also
then it's awesome. Because there's no way for him to
right,
get to
right,
the wine.
Right, right, so,
but if he's going to get, if not
any
you,
way can do it. So the L'chor, if you're not going to buy the esrik from him, there'll be another person
correct.
That will buy
correct.
You. You don't care about the halacha.
Correct.
So why over here does Rashi over here say that this lifnei iver lilus is this about shmuz, Rabbi Sholim and Shlita give a share on this, and Rabbi Kahn Shul at 7:30 this Shabbos, this will give a whole share to Fatayich.
So what's the pshat from the place?
You have to go to his share. The lomdish share you go to the Rashi.
You can't shed some light on this.
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
What's your question?
Why is the lifnei iver? There is no lifnei iver over here.
Lifnei iver is only for you. Will be able to do that vera.
Exactly. So, you, so but you, even though he's not going to treat with good shvius, you're not over on lifnei iver, because if you're not going to do it, someone else will do it.
I must
have
made my parents
do it. That doesn't make it.
It does make it. I'm sorry to tell you that it does make it. It does make it. It does make it. The Gemara says beferish lifnei iver. You only owe lifnei iver daraisa. And when it's betray every dinara, it's only because of you this person will do the avera. But if not for you, he will not be able to do the avera.
So how is it? So how is this applicable?
There are plenty of people that will go buy
the
esrog. Oh, that's the question.
Then let me hear an answer.
Rabbi Sholimin, you need to share on this.
I don't have an answer.
The only answer? What? No, they're not going to do avera the same way he's not doing. The other will not do.
You want to hear something? I had a similar case. Okay, this is later. There's not an instant impact. It's a later impact. Smoking. We know today, you know, today we know it's
a problem after
7. Yeah. Someone called me, a friend of mine called me. He says, you have a pack of cigarettes. I said, no. He says, you know, smoke is not unhealthy. So I was thinking, next time I'm going to visit him, I'm going to buy him a pack of cigarettes. Because he's anywhere, he can get it somewhere else. So I'm not going to be over the same.
True, you're not. You're right. But here's the answer.
And you know what? I'm doing a mitzvah because I'll be happy. I'll give him back his cigarettes.
Okay, maybe. But there's another issue. I hear what you're saying.
And even from Hafrach Meichel, you know, is anyone going to get the cigarettes from somewhere else?
Bro, no, you're saying give me because Chazal has... We have to reach Kamochel. Chazal say, Berorlo Miso Yofe.
The what?
The Gemara Darshins, you have to live select for him a beautiful death, a Misa Yofa.
Yeah, where's that going to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Skila. When you have to kill a person because of Skila,
right.
You should throw him off a building that's just two stories, so three stories, too
no,
high.
No, it says two stories.
Two stories, because too low, he's not going to die, and he'll have to go and he'll have to
stone
him.
It should be a quick death.
Right. So when you give him a pack of cigarettes...
Why do you have to stone him afterwards?
In case he doesn't... Because that's to Gzer Sakosov.
But normally you do die,
that's Skila. No, I have some anyway. And too high, the body will be mutilated. So give him a pack of cigarettes...
But did you say now too high
is what?
What did you say too high up is what?
If you go three stories, then the body will be mutilated.
What is mutilated?
It will be ripped apart into pieces. It will be a disgusting death. So you give a person a pack of cigarettes, you mamish mekayim in the full sense, you have to l'recha kamaycha. That way you're showing your love for him and you're also sending him where he has to go. You're sending him off. So the answer to the question is basically, is that even though the Takkun, Rashi over here says the prohibition of lifnei iver, Rashi does not mean it to be lifnei iver the araisa. He means there's a bizrayu. In other words, there's a technical violation.
A sniff,
right.
There is such a thing, a sniff on the
and a bezrayu. A bezrayu means you're not chayv malchus to lift the even, but you're not going to get shlishi in shul for this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give the CEO of Philip Morris shlishi on Shabbos. Okay, even though he's a billionaire. He's not Mishra, but for money, they'll do anything for him anyway, for money. Because if you're involved in killing people all over the world, by selling cigarettes, no, it's mortar. Because if they're not going to buy from my company, they're going to go buy from another company. They're going to go buy the many brands of cigarettes. But the bottom line is they are buying from your company. And therefore, you're killing them all. So even though technically you're not over lifnei iver lifnei l'michshol in technical sense, but you're over lifnei iver in a
where do you find this in Chazal?
Bezrayi. And this Rashi.
Bezrayi means. Bezrayi means
it's like a derivative. It's like if a person is mivaz of someone, his face turns white.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
His face turns,
it's like a tolda. It's like a
tolda. It's a
subcategory.
Word.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
You go and you mivaz, his face turns white. It's chayv ritzicha. Okay. You don't kill him, but I cause the blood
so
of his
you
face.
You think that's what Rashi's trying to say?
Well, it's we have not to in a hear sense of the full shear from Rabbi Sholim and Shabbos morning, Saturday, Rabbi Kanshul, make announcement. Everyone's going to come to hear to explain the sugi of Lifnei Iver and what this Rashi over means. And if ein moishim lochem dam likach mem klum bedam de kaava lift the ego lesi dinu has a rashi.
Yeah.
Okay, vayte the gemara. Amar avi 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 avi
avi
avi avi avi avi avi avi avi avi avi will use the money in an oifan, in the method that's going to be mamish lahalacha.
Yeah.
He's going to be treat the money that he gets for selling the shvius with the same kedusha of shvius. But the problem is, since the seller is an amaret, he's definitely not going to treat it with the kedusha. He's not going to treat
it.
So the buyer is going to be there. Because only three meals he'll eat. If you sell him three meals, that's going to be a mosa.
Second, you're
not allowed to give
over.
You're not allowed to
give more than three meals.
All right, because if it's more than three meals, he'll put the money in the bank.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Otherwise, he'll keep it as pocket change. He'll go to the Chinese store now and buy some pretzels. Shalosh mos and three, so you have money to buy 3 days worth of pretzels. The meishvias, the tanya, eight meishvias, a paspalta, not the yeshivish brands. That you have to go to Mountain Fruit. Ein meishvias, the meishvias, amaritz yosim, mos and shalosh sudas. The mosar. Let's say you're in violation.
Yeah.
Yoimar, you should say. So if when you go home and you realize, oh no, what did I do? I gave the amaritz money.
More
that
than
money that was
three.
The redemption of Perish Shvius, or the money that I sold, more so I have to go at home and privately redeem the money. I have to say, I take out more money out of my pocket, and I have to say, wherever that money is right now that I gave to the Amoritz, may its sanctity be exchanged on the money that I put down on the table right over here right now.
What does he do with that money?
And that money, the Talmud Chacham has to treat with sanctity. He has to use it to buy food, and he has to consume the food during the year of Shemitah, during the time when the food is still available in the field.
Interesting.
The money that I gave the Amoritz, not on other money, on food. When you do the second chilul, you have to do it on food.
That amount of money should be
on food.
So why can't you again buy the esrog from an Amoritz? You do the same thing. You buy from the Amoritz, and then since you know the Allah, you'll be mechallel with our money.
You he's saying the kapchila. Why can't he do it like
so,
kapchila?
Chazal did not trust
saving,
you. No. The answer is it's only a bidyavid. Mm-hmm. This halacha.
If you left the esrog in the hands of the
you're paying double. Chazal do not. It means you're going to end up paying double for the esrog. That's what it's going to result. And the guy
he paid a regular price for the esrog. Don't say anything, and then be mechallel the esrog and mois.
Wait. No, you bought the
you're
esrog.
Buy an esrog you
right.
Said.
So then you gave him $50. You gave him $50 for the Amoritz. So the Amoritz has in his hands $50 that has Kedusha Shvius. Correct?
So how can you be Mechalo, your money in your house, for the $50 that he has in his house now? Yes, that's what he's telling you, right?
No. Let me answer your question. Let me answer your question. Is I go and I give. I want to buy an esrog. I go. The Amoritz has an esrog of Shemitah. I give him $50. I take into my possession an esrog of Shemitah. The Amoritz has in his possession now $50 of money that has kedusha shvius. Correct?
So now, what do I do now?
I now have to go home and take $50 worth of food and declare I want the $50 that is in the possession of the Amoritz that has Kedusha. I want that sanctity to be transferred to $50. So it turns out how much should I end up?
What? Because
the
$1.
No, you can't. That's not the way it goes. No, That's the halacha. The halacha is that there may be true b'diavad. You think about you think about a b'diavad. The b'diavad, you know, $1 b'diavad it works. It's not the way it works. So
what is he saying?
If you have in your possession money, let's say you have money, and the money that you have in your possession has the kedusha of Shemitah. Okay, the other is a different type of case. A different case. If you went and you have in your possession someone you sold it. Another Talmud Chacham came to you and he wanted to buy the pair of shmiz from you, and he gave you $50. So he gave you $50 and you gave him a pair of shmiz. Yes, it is. V'masa, let's go to the case. You have in your possession $50 of money that has kedusha shviz. How did the money that you have in your possession have kedusha shviz? Because you had shviz in your possession and you sold it to another Talmud Chacham. You are a Talmud Chacham and you sold it to a Talmud Chacham. Letisha Ein the Tanya. What's the case of Tanya? 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. The Tanya. Ein Moishim Demei Perish Shvius Liamaritz. What's the case? You start off by having in your possession money that has to sign to your parishes. How do you have money? Money doesn't grow off trees. Money. This is not the Esher case. This is the Tanya. This is not the Esher case. This is a regular case. No Esher Golovia. The Tanya, a Braisa. This Braisa has nothing to do with Sukkos. A regular case, it's Shemitah. A regular case. You have in your possession money that's Kedusha Shviz. How did that happen? Money does not grow on trees. How did the money have Kedusha Shviz? The answer is, you had in your possession fruit or vegetables, or grains, that has the Kedusha of Shemitah. And you went and you exchanged it, you redeemed it for money. How did you do that? I don't know how you did it. Either you did it yourself or you sold it to a Talmud Chacham. And if you did that, what happens? The money that you have in your possession now also has the sanctity of Shemitah. What do you do with this money?
Did you get a Talmud Chacham here? It's talking about an Amaretz.
No, we're not up to the Amaretz yet. I'm giving you the background. I didn't even get to that yet. How do you have a Hechatimtza where you, Shlomi Rabinowitz, have in your possession money that has the sanctity of Shemitah? You, the Talmud Chacham, you, Shlomi Rabinowitz, the Talmud Chacham, Harav Hagoyin, you have in your possession money, and the money has Kedusha Shviz. How did that happen? Money doesn't grow from the ground. How do you have money in your possession? You, the Talmud Chacham, how do you have money that has Kedusha Shviz? The answer is, you started off by having in your possession grain or fruit, and you somehow you sold it to someone. And they gave you, in exchange for taking it, they gave you $50. So now the $50 has the kiddush of Shemitah. You have an obligation to take that money and to buy food and to eat it very quickly. Instead, you failed. You were derelict in your duties. And what did you do? You gave it as a gift to an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz comes, he wants to be paid. You owe him money. He painted your house. Oh, I owe you $50. Here's $50. He leaves, he takes the $50, and now you realize, Oive, what did I do? I gave the Am Haaretz $50. And that money has sanctity of Shemitah. He's going to put that in the bank instead of go and buy food and eat it right away. So I'm in trouble now. I am instrumental in an Avera. So now I have no choice but to go into my back room, take out fruit worth $100 of chulin, food worth of chulin, and declare that the sanctity that is upon that $50 that I by mistake gave to the Am Haaretz, may that sanctity be transferred to the food that is in my possession.
How can he do that? It's not even his.
It doesn't have to be yours. That's the way it goes. That's the halacha. That's the way it works. It doesn't have to be yours.
So Bezdin should have a rule that any time that there's a that they should have a rule that they're always machalo money that Amaratz.
Where is Bezdin? The Amaratz can have food with millions of dollars. Where does Bezdin have millions of dollars of fruit of food that they can be machalo onto? You can't machalo onto money. You have michal onto food. Where does Bezdin have $1 million in michal every the food of the Amaretz? Where? It's not their problem, Bezdin's problem. Bezdin make the rules. Look at the Braisa, the Tanya. Ein moishim demei You have in your possession money of Amaret, but demay peros shviyis laamaret. If you go and you give him enough money to buy three meals, then you could assume, you have a right to assume, he's going to take the money, he's going to go buy breakfast, lunch, and supper, and everything will be kedasu chedin. But if you give him more money, then you have to assume he's going to put it in the bank. And that's a violation. And you are the cause of that violation. So what do you go do? The money that I gave him, on the peros in my home. Uva the oichlan, and then you go and you eat it.
Tam chacham.
The kalma chacham bikdusha shvius. Now, but so therefore, this is going to tie into our mission. So therefore, we're going to take this brice and we're going to use it to solve our problem. We have a problem. We have an am aretz. We have here an am aretz who has an esrog. We want the esrog. So what do you do? So what does it say? And then what was the gemara's question? Why don't you just buy it from the am aretz? He has the goods, you have the money, give him the money, and you'll take the estruk, and the Amaretz has the money, and you'll tell the Amaretz, the money that I'm giving you, you have to realize it's Shemitah now. So the money that you get for selling you the estruk, I'm giving you $50 for the estruk, you have to go, and you have to take that money, and buy food, and eat the food very quickly. So the Gemara says you can't do that, because the Amaretz is not going to listen to you. If you give him $50, he'll maybe take $5 and go buy lunch, but the rest of the money goes into the bank. He's not going to listen to you. So therefore, you can't. That's not a solution.
So therefore, what do you do?
Therefore, don't do it. Therefore, the only solution is buy the lulav and pay, get ripped off of the lulav, double, triple, quadruple, until...
You're offering the guy. The guy has nothing in mind. You're telling him, instead of giving you 50 for the lulav, I'm going to give you 100 for the lulav.
And you give me a free asterisk. Exactly. Exactly.
Do whatever you
want to
do.
Exactly. Maisim b'chol yom. Maisim b'chol yom.
But I'll tell you the truth.
Go ahead.
Kay? But this looks like more like he's paying for that strip as well.
It doesn't matter. Technically, it works.
Just because he says verbally, okay,
yes,
I'm paying
yes.
you.
I'm
going to pay you more than the
whole yom. Yes, yes.
Just
yes.
Because the mere fact he says, I'm paying for the loop. But in reality, that's he knows that he's paying for the strip as well.
As long as you set up the transaction, let's heter iska. How do you heter iska? Ribis. The ganzer ribis today.
How does it work, heter iska?
You make it into you restructure the money as an investment.
Give an example.
It's a whole take forever.
A lender.
It'll take a half an hour. Heter iska, it'll take an hour.
One second, a lender, when he pays back, he can't expect
interest. I lend you money, and you're going to give me back double, right?
That's
I lend you $100.
With the raisa.
If we'll structure
from
it
from
a guy, it's not so posh.
I heard.
But from a Jew, I'm gonna give you back. So we'll just structure it that I'm not borrowing money. You're gonna invest. I'm taking from you $100. I'm gonna pay you back $200 because you're investing in my business. You structure the transaction.
And you write it. You put it in writing.
Yes.
That what? That whenever you're gonna, whenever
when
I'm gonna
you're
lend
giving
money,
me, give me the money. Well, it's very more complicated. It's a whole. It's a
when I'm lending
forever.
Money, then you're gonna invest. That.
You're not lending me money. You're investing in my enterprise.
Yeah.
It's an investment in my enterprise.
So then you could ask double the amount.
Yes. It's a lot more complicated than that, but that's the essence.
But didn't that come out? The Iska came out much, much later than that.
Yes, time. Recently.
Who is this? Hilla Zakim?
No, much later than that. Vait, Uvav.
What's the reason why they came out with
because
such a
no one's gonna, because the business. No one's going to want to go do business then. We have to go weiter. This is not about Bav Metzias. The Sugi of Heta is.
So let's close the Gemara and learn Bav Metzias.
Uvav, Yoichla, Mekudosh, Shvi, Sabinim. Now, next. When is this Sabbath Bilimimim and Mufkar?
Ah, you see? Look what Rashi says.
Rashi Uba
he can't show ownership.
Wait, let's go back to the previous Rashi. Let me show you the Rashi over here. Go back to the previous page. Yosin Mazin Ain Moshe. Go back to the Rashi in the previous page.
Yeah, we learned that.
We have
okay,
to now. We have to now concentrate. It's a half an hour.
Okay, Nate.
We have to go very quickly now. Okay, the Ain Moshe Dmei Peres Da Torah Ama Lo Achlov Lo Zchol Shkal Peres Shvius Chayav Liz Bar Beshvius Hein They U Dmei Hen and their value. Not take not to do business.
Yeah, we learned it,
yeah. To become rich. The army are its chashudin al kach. They are suspect. Levich ein Moshe Mochem Dom Likach Mochem Bameham Klum Bedomen. Die Kaav Alef Nivus Mons Mishol. Next, Geis Mons Mishol Shust. Avol Mosn Gimus Mons Mochem Nechayev. Digel Meimar Lissu Das Shabbos Hu Tzach. He needs it for Suda Shabbos. He's going to need it right away.
Look what it writes.
The Kaav Anshu the Bear of Shabbos. So Chutra, three meals. During the weekday, only two meals.
So what's the pshat?
So the Rashi says, Chutra. Cave on the Chutra for Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Chutra for the entire week.
What's Takim Pshad?
The cave on.
A person usually. Back then, people are eating two meals.
The cave on Shachutra be Erev Shabbos. Chutra l'chol yimei sa Shabbos. There's a lot of lam this year.
Next.
Chutra. Cave on the Chutra, Chutra.
Doesn't say Chutra, says Chutra. Okay, next.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're right. Chutra. Next. Levir Mosar, Shashach Achim Mosar, Loif, you forgot. Yoimak, Chover Zer Shemos, Loimos, Loim, Shem, 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 וכול עליהם קדוש שביעס, כי נאמין במלחמון שביעס, תוספס דמך בקדוש עושה מקרוי. When you go and you sell Shemitah food, automatically the money has sanctity, it's a gzeres hakosov, you מחולון על פרס שיש למסוך בייסי, שאינם של שביעס. You have to מחל on other food that does not have קדוש שביעס, ויקונצו הפרס לקדושו ומתחת, and it becomes sacred in this place.
Yeah.
Invited, next page, ובו, Chover Zevia Chlosama Paris Mutter Schwiss, Achilo Shia Vesicha Vadlokas and Neshin Hanos Hamutaris Bohen, Kinfresh Bimsach Schwiss. These are pleasures that are permitted. Eating, drinking, lighting the nair, smearing your body. These are things that you're allowed to do with Paris Shvidi, but you're not allowed to go engage in business,
right.
And you land on do something with Shmita food that is not respectful.
Right.
Next, Bame Dvorim Amurim, the Mosin Gimusubus Mia Moistrim Lokech Mina Mufkar. And what does that mean? Shero Chover Ze. The chaver saw shenislak to Paris halolu basoda hamufkar. Only when the Am Haaretz is selling you fruit that he took from a field that is hefker, then you're allowed to give him to buy it because the fruit was not grown for the purpose of business. She'ein Am Haaretz ze shomer. He's not the guardian. The Am Haaretz went. He went into a field of hefker and he collected fruit and he sold it to you. Now the point over here is as follows, because we did not see him openly in violation of any halacha.
The Amoritz.
But let's say the Amoritz put a fence around this field and he had armed guards guarding the fruit from the day they began to grow. So we already know that the Amoritz could not care less about the halacha of Shemitah. So then you're not allowed to buy from him even mazon, to give him money equivalent of three meals.
Right.
Because since we already know that the Amoritz could not care less about this mitzvah, we are chayshed
that whatever he's mafker, so he can do business, whatever he takes.
Then we'll have to assume that if he does not care, he had a fence around him, he was a guardian, then even when you give him the money that's three meals, he's going to immediately put that in the bank.
Right.
But if we do not know that he's in violation, we don't know. We just saw that he took it from a field that's hefker. So there's a chashad. Maybe yes. Maybe he will. What will he do with the money when we give him the money? We're going to tell him, I'm giving you the money, but do not put the money in the bank. You only can take the money and buy food and eat it right away.
Yeah.
So do we know what he will do? Do we know if he'll listen to us or not?
Yeah.
We don't know. 50-50. We have no idea. Because we do not know, he has no criminal record.
Yeah.
But if he has a criminal record, because he did this already, he's choshed, then we have to assume the worst, and then you're not allowed to give him the money. So she'ein amarid zeh shomer ahol v'loy re'inu choshed mutal lichnas l'mad avol loy harbit shloy tehei ein etzar lahatznion.
What does that mean?
Because he's not avol loy.
Mutal limtz l'mad
v'loy re'inu choshed mutal limtz l'mad a little bit.
Who's allowed to give him
the chaver? Money three meals avol loy harbit. You're not allowed to give him more than three meals. Shaloi tehei ein etzar lahatznion. Because he give a lot of money, what will he do? He'll invest it. He'll put it away in the bank. And therefore, that
Inutara means that he'll be
his
like...
eye is stingy. He's stingy because he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. When a person has a lot of money, what do? A smart person has a lot of money, you don't spend it, you put it away in the bank for a rainy day. Yeah. You put it away for a rainy
That's
day.
That's called an
Inutara,
a stingy
his
person.
His eye, yeah. You're not going to give a lot of money because he'll be stingy. Yeah. Tsara means he'll be stingy.
Okay.
In a good way. It's a good thing to put money away in the bank. It's a good thing to do this.
I'm sure
the Ein Tzara B'Lahat Stingy. His eye should not be Tzara, should not be stingy, Lahat Snion, to put it away in storage for the long term.
This is only if he doesn't show ownership. He doesn't have a gate. He lets everybody come in.
Right, because then we do not know. We do not know his frame of mind.
Right.
But if we know that he's an open violation, then you're not allowed to give him then even a small amount of money. I need to pause for literally 10 seconds. I have a very extremely important message I have to send out to a person, because I go on a conference call on every Monday night and I totally forgot about it. And I have to sign in, otherwise I'm in a lot of trouble. I need mom's 30 seconds just to sign in. I have to sign in. Okay, done. Sorry about that. Vaita, let's go back. I signed in. Okay, Vaita. Even a half of an Isser, a quarter.
You're not allowed to give him.
There was a fence and there was a door.
That was a door that was open.
It was closed.
These words I don't understand.
It's deceit. This fellow who's selling you the pair of shvius has his intent is to put the money in the bank, and he's selling you little by little in order to get from people. Even though you're only giving him a few, you're giving him less than mazon shtei sudos. His intent is to put the money in the bank, and he's committing a crime. It's a haram.
That's what it seems. Armor. He's doing trickery.
Right. Al yad. It means little by little, small amounts, less than two sudos. But he's really intended to put the money away in the bank. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Next. So therefore, the worst maskana is, what's the worst maskana?
Isser is a very small amount.
Coin. Isser is a coin. There's a coin. It's a small coin.
No, I know.
Yes,
why does
less
than
three sudos?
Why not pruta? The lashem of pruta is
good question. Yes, a very good question. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, the Gemara's maskana is, it comes to buy an eshek in the year of Shemitah, the year after Shemitah, to Shemitah eshek, so what do? There's no solution. The solution over here is...
What did you say, after Shemitah?
Because it's the year, the eshek is not, like, this year is Shemitah year. Yeah. This year is no problem. It's next year. It's the eshek is grown in the year of Shemitah. When do you buy the eshek?
This year is Shemitah, not next
yes,
year?
Yes, this year is Shemitah.
That's
this
not a
year.
Problem?
No, because...
Sure it's a problem, because maybe...
The eshekim have been cut already. The esrog that you're going to shake
was cut already.
What the esrog that you're going to use
it.
Next year.
So that means it's grown in Shemitah.
Right. Vaita. This year there's no problem. There's no limitation.
Yeah.
Next. Now we go back to him. Now, Moshe Rav Sheshes. Yes, the Kash. Really? Is it really true what it says? Umin Hamufkar Gimel Sudas Vesuloi? You're limited to three and not more. V'ramin Vestira Ham Apegom. Now these are all different types of pagum, asav, it's a grass, okay? A pagum is a grass, asav, I don't know what this is. V'hayar vuzin, Rashi. V'losh nashkash v'kan karun loy, v'chein adoshim v'tamam, v'tam their taste, karav l'lumi.
These are all edible?
Yes. They're all edible. Okay, v'hayar vuzin. They taste like, they grow out of the ground, they taste like bread, like lulavim. The hashitim, Rashi, min yarek, what's a vegetable? The chal galugois, what's that? Whatever it is. The akuvsar, coriander. The akuvsar is coriander. You know what that is? I have no idea what that is.
I don't know what coriander is. What do you have coriander?
The kuspar.
Alandro.
Kuspar is coriander. Everyone knows that. That's the Bavos.
What's a coriander?
Coriander.
What
no?
is that?
Isn't that kuspar?
What is this? A type of grass?
It's a type of grass. All of these
it
things.
It grows in the mountains.
Kusbar shal gina choshevu. That's choshev. This is a Mishnah. Masech to which the way is the climb. Where is this Mishnah? I forgot what this Mishnah is. Once upon a time, I used to know the shvius. Masech to shvius. Ha-pegon v'hai. I think there are 13 things listed.
Karpas.
Okay. Yeah. What's karpas? Shal naharas. Shal karin balaz. Whatever. Avol shal gina choshevu. Yeshem karpas. Aifem v'chein shemati. Avol nir she'en gedele benaros. I don't know what these things are. I have no idea what they are. Yakarpas shebenaros. V'hagargir shal efer. Gagar shalefer gidil the swamp. All of these things, they are peturin min hamaser from meiser v'nikachin mikol adam b'shvius, and you can buy them at shmitah lufi she'ein k'yetsa b'chem nishmar. They're not guarded. Rashi, put them in a meiser b'chol hashar moai. Can the first time of she'ein k'yetsa?
I lost the place. One second.
Rashi, b'chol hashar the first time of them in she'ein k'yetsa b'chem nishmar she'ein chashuv ala brios u'mafkidan oisin lakol. It's hefker. These things have no value, and therefore they're hefker. And the law is, Meiser is only chayv on things that are nishmar.
Ah, but
if something is hefker, it's put them in a Meiser. He has no chelik, but hefker he has a chelik. B'davar she'ein lechelik v'nachli mach yoyitol masroisav yotza hefker lehefker leket shechu peyo sheyesh lechelik imach. So therefore, there's no din meiser on hefker and leket shechu peyo. Leket shechu peyo have a din hefker. Right, next. Vishen nishmar. And
why is he mentioning the pasuk chelik v'nachlo? How do you learn out from this pasuk?
Because the pasuk says this, he does have a nachlo. The only thing that you have to give meiser are things that the Levi does not have a nachlo, but hefker he does have a nachlo.
Well, I got it.
Next Rashi, v'nikachin micholodim b'shvius v'avagam lodim b'shvius negin b'mufkom even that shmita. Why let buy it? Shmita applies to hefker. You're buying from the mufkar. The hefker. So we're nachmal. No one. The alagadu shi'is not knowing the hefker. Which means as follows. There's another rule.
You're skipping here.
Nachmal. I went back. Read the Rashi. Rashi is a very complicated Rashi. This Rashi is telling you a very important din. Be'etzem, the Kedusha Shmita does apply to Hefker. However, there's another rule. The other rule is, leave the Rashi, Avagav the Shvius Nohaga b'mufkadim, it does apply to Hefker. Mikol Mok, Mibnei, B'she'ein Kayoitse Bohen Nishma. These are things that are not guarded. You're buying from Hefker. Even though we don't know for a fact that these items are Hefker, there's a chazaka. The ein derech l'shoimron. People do not guard it.
Lefichach. What he just numerated before.
So these things, the point over here is, these things, the Am Ha'aretz is not nechshat. It's a whole different lumdus. There is a din of Shmita on Hefker. We want to be able to, you're allowed to sell Hefker. That's the halacha. You're allowed to sell Hefker. And that's Kedusha Shmita. The problem is the Am Ha'aretz is going to take the money, he's going to put the money in the bank. That's a no-no. So we're going to tell the Amorites, don't put the money in the bank. We're giving you the money. The money has to be used to buy food and eat it right away. Can we trust him? Can we trust that he will listen to us? So if the thing, if you're dealing with a type of food that is be'etzem hefker, we're allowed to trust him because we have not openly seen him in violation. Since this, if we see that he has a fence around the field and he's guarding it, that's an open violation of the laws of Shemitah. So once we know that he's an avarion, you're not allowed to give him a dime. Because he's no longer trusted, so he'll put the dime in the bank. But if we don't know that he's in violation, then you are allowed to give him up to three meals. So if you see him selling you these items, which are be'etzem hefker, we have a right to assume that he was not standing guard around these things. So therefore, we don't know. What you don't know is good for you. Now here's the point. In this Mishnah, in Shvius, I think it's the first Mishnah in Shvius, right? Is it the first Mishnah? No, it's Perek Tesh Mishnah Aleph. It's the end of Shvius. In this Mishnah, it does not tell you a shiur of mazon.
That means you can ask for a... You can
sell him an unlimited amount.
Yeah.
And you trust...
But why is a steer to what
and
we
you
just
trust
won?
It'll take the money and it'll buy food for his family. Family, not limited to three meals. A steer to what we just said, you're limited to three meals.
Can I ask you something? Before, when we said that up to three meals, it was after three meals, we still choish. Even if you saw selling something that was hefker,
that's the kasha.
You still
only
choish.
Up to three meals.
Why?
That's the
because
kasha.
Afterwards, we're not that comfortable with
right.
them.
Right, and here it says we are comfortable. Here it's unlimited. That's exactly the kasha. So alma b'lokech v'namufka mashrin lei tuva v'dochav v'chav v'dikachem k'tanim mashrin afil tuva. Back to the Gemara. We have a kasha. So the Gemara nishmar. Period. The Gemara who moisiv la who mafarik la. The one that asked the question gave the answer. The same person, Rav Sheshes,
so what's
who
the
asked
answer?
The kasha. He gave the answer.
So here's the answer.
Bichdei bichdei ma min shanu. What does that mean, Rashi? Bichdei in the chanami. It's the same answer. When it said, even the Mishnah left out that detail. It's assumed that when the Mishnah said you're allowed to sell, it means three meals.
Bichdei has to be the...
It's bichdei mon. As much as what he needs. Mon, like the mon, the word is mon is mezoinis. That's why the mon is called mon. Vayomu isha lachiv. Monhu. This is food. Mon is means mezoinis.
Hold on a second. When it says bichdei mon, bichdei that's how you mon, pronounce
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes, yes.
B'day man shanu. Shanu. What
shanu
mean
means the Mishnah. The Mishnah was taught. Read the words backwards. Shanu. The Mishnah is, it was taught.
What is B'day? How does that fit in?
Corresponding. Corresponding. Equal to man his sustenance.
Yeah.
Which means three meals.
Yeah.
In other words, the Mishnah in Shavuos, even though we did not say it explicitly, that's how it's understood. You have to... V'chein Omar Rabba Bar Avchana Omar B'yachlan, when the Mishnah said that it's permitted to go to sell to the Am Haaretz, it means Bichdei Mon Shanu. Now the Gemara goes on a side point.
You know what Mon doesn't mean Mon, it means prepared Mizainas. Food.
No, in this context...
No, he's going to bring a passing now. Prepared food.
It means Mizainas, fine. Look at Rashi. Bichdei Mon, Bichdei Mizainas of Shanu Dinikach, and V'chein Oshalai Shudais. Now the Gemara says, where does the word Mon come from? My Mash and the High Mon Lishno Dimizainihu, Dirsev Vayiman Lahem HaMelech. The Melech, which Melech is this pasuk on the side of the Gemara? Ois Aleph, Vayiman, Nebuchadnezzar. He prepared for Daniel and Hananiah and Mishael Azariah kosher food, seeds. They ate seeds, Hamantashen. That's why we eat Hamantashen. The Zecher for the food that Esther ate in the palace. She ate kosher food. Kosher food.
By the way, there's one
seeds.
Day that says that Esther did it chazer.
She ate.
So Toysus is chazer shalom.
She wouldn't have in seeds like Doniel yeah. and Hananiah and Mishael Azariah.
Zeroinim.
That's called the Vayiman Lechem HaMelech. The king.
By the way, but interesting. Why doesn't the Torah bring a raya for the pasuk in Bashalach? Reason why it's called man. Rashi says on the part mzuman, something that's prepared.
Yes, good gvalu gakasha. I don't know the answer. Yes, very. Why you learn from the man? You're right. Yes, the man. And let's see Rashi. Rashi man was the Ein Shlosh to this. Vayiman Lechem HaMelech. Vitzarchi Yisudus Mishtoi Kor B'Daniel. Vayiman HaMelech. Vayifarseim HaMelech. Vayifarneis. The Targum there. In Daniel translates Vayiman
sustain
Vayifar Nes Parnasa.
It's interesting, Katsha, because Rashi
learned
this
daf today. It's a school of a Parnasa. You learn the daf from every daf talks about Parnasa. Vayiman Lehamelech. Who's the Melech? The Melech Malch Amloch and Malch Shloim. And we learned today in the daf. See, this is my favorite daf in the whole Shas, Shlomi. My favorite daf because this daf.
You have a lot of daf.
Oh, you hear what he says? He found I have a lot of daf and my favorite daf.
I wrote everything down.
He wrote down every daf that I said is my favorite daf. This over here talks about Parnassa. This is school for Parnassa.
Next.
So that's the lulav nami. What about the lulav? How are you allowed to sell the mulav? How are you allowed to buy?
But lulav is unedible.
Oh, let's see. Very gosh. Iachi, the ain moshim mishrius lamaris lulav nami loy nazim neish.
Let's check what's I lost the place. Iachi, the ain moshim mishrius lamaris.
So Rashi borrows the kash. What are you talking about? Lulav is not a fruit. So shaf boy noig shviyas for time of first lekamon. Rashi right away says what the obvious kash. What do you mean? It's not a fruit. It's only a branch. It's a branch. Kapos tamarim. So Rashi says hold off on that kash. We'll get back to that soon. Mm-hmm. Right now, let's make an assumption that the lulav is shvius. Yachi lulav nami. The Gemara is lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shviusu. The case of the lulav is a lulav. Now you have to understand the Gemara over here is chanato. That's what we get to the next stuff. A lulav bar shishis. It was like this year. In other words, what appears over here is it's a lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shviusu. The case over here is the sixth year. It grew in the sixth year, and they cut it in the seventh year.
Nee.
But already it was it
what's
blossomed.
You're allowed to cut it in Shemitah? You're not
for
allowed
the mitzvah,
to cut it.
You are allowed to cut it. You are of course allowed to cut it in Shemitah. You need it for the mitzvah.
Oh, who said for a mitzvah you're allowed to?
Of course, you're allowed to eat for anything you want. Of course.
That's only a lulav.
Now do business. Only thing you're not allowed to do is now do business. You're not allowed to cut the grain.
Oh, for yourself,
grain.
You're allowed to do it.
Whatever you want, you can do it. Just do
as
a, business. The lulav did not grow in the year of Shemitah. It grew before Shemitah. The Kaimulon, the Elon Bosser.
What is saying the 15th day, Mereish Hashanah?
When, here's it. Today, your Esroig has already been cut.
Nay.
It's probably where is the Esroig you're going to use right now? It's either on a boat right now on its way to America, Well, maybe it's already here in a box somewhere in America. It's already here. Maybe. It's been cut. But maybe. The time of Chazal, they didn't do that. The time of Chazal, they first cut the Esrog off the tree right before Sukkos.
Okay.
Right before Sukkos, a day before Sukkos, maybe even Erev Sukkos, they cut the Esrog off the tree. So the Esrog already grew in the year of Shemitah for 15 days. We have to, that's going to be the next half. Okay. So the Esrog has Kedusha Shemitah because it's growing. It's still blossoming in the year of Shemitah.
Nee.
The lulav is already achieved full maturity long before Shemitah.
Yeah.
So the lulav was already cut. Rashi, the lulav basar, the al karchach, b'chamisha asa yom shemirosh hashana arachag loy godal. A lulav does not grow at all. Zero from Rosh Hashanah until the 15th day of Tishrei, 15 days. So even if you cut the lulav on Erev Sukkos, it's already fully grown. We follow the chanata. That's the chanata. The chanata is it's blossoming. When did the lulav blossom? Probably sometime in the spring, a long time ago. So Therefore, it has no Kedusha Shemitah. You look very bored. Am I boring you? When you were listening to Surely, you looked very excited.
Because I'm watching you.
You listened, you were excited. This is boring. Ihachi, I just can't compete. What can I do? I give up. I pulled the white flag. Ihachi, Eshug Nami Bashishis Anichnas L'Shviyasi. So here is the sugya. This is the opening line of the sugya, which creates an incredible sugya. Eshug Bosa L'Kita Azlinon. The kedusha of the eshug boasts the lakita, the harvest. When you cut the eshug off the tree,
therefore,
when did you cut the eshug off the tree? You cut off the tree erev Sukkos.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the case. The Gemara is making an assumption that you're living in Eretz Yisrael and it's erev Sukkos. What are you erev Sukkos? You go to the mikvah, erev Sukkos. You go to the mikvah erev Sukkos. They didn't go to the mikvah erev Sukkos. They didn't have time to go to the mikvah. They went to the field.
Yeah.
They went to the field. And they went to cut down the eshug and the lulav, and it's Shemitah. This year Shemitah. This year they went to the field. They cut down. So they cut down the lulav and Shemitah. The lulav they cut off the tree. Did that lulav have kedusha Shemitah? Think of it this coming year.
Yeah.
Shemitah starts Aleph Tishrei Midaraisa. It already started in Rosh Chodesh El Midrabanan, but it starts for sure Midaraisa Aleph Tishrei.
This past Aleph Tishrei.
Nah, this coming. It didn't happen yet.
You just told me we're holding out by Shemitah.
No!
Oh, this coming
year. This year, Tovshin Pei Beis.
Okay.
82.
Nee.
We're back in the 80s.
Nee.
Take out, you have a big tie? You have a big tie, Shlomi?
Nee.
We're in the 80s now.
Nee.
You have to get a double breasted with a big tie? Nee. We're in the 80s now.
So, 1 second, so.
Pei Beis. So, Aleph Tishrei is Shemitah. Mm-hmm. Midaraisa. When are you going to cut off your little Vineshik from the tree? You're going to cut off the 14th day of Tishrei.
Okay.
You're going to be 14 days into Shemitah.
Okay.
You're going to cut down a lulav. When you cut down the lulav, does that lulav have kedusha Shemitah? No. Why not? Because the lulav grew.
The year before.
Right now, the year before, it grew ready in the spring.
Okay.
It's already a done product by the time you, right now it's a done product. It's waiting to be cut off. When you cut off the Esrog, is the Eshek Chayv in Shemitah? Yes. Why? Because the Eshek continuously grows during this time of the year. So when the Eshek is growing from Aleph Tishrei to the 14th day of Tishrei, it doesn't grow then.
It starts growing from before.
Right. Most of it grew before, but it's still growing. As long as it grows a mashahu.
And therefore?
It has Kedusha Shemitah.
And therefore?
When you cut it off the tree on the 14th day of Tishrei this year, it has Kedusha Shemitah.
Okay, so therefore, what's the problem?
So the lulav does not have Kedusha Shemitah. Right. I'm cutting off Erev Sukkos, two items. I'm cutting off the lulav. I'm cutting off an Esrog.
We're only concerned about Esrog.
Right. Because the law of Kedusha Shemitah
then I'm Aris.
by Esrog, goes Bosor Lekita.
Right.
Whereas the Kiddush of Lulav goes Bosor Chanota,
right.
The blossoming.
Right.
So even though the Eshug blossomed in the summertime, mm-hmm. we don't care.
Blossom in the summertime. There's no
Hitzur. It doesn't matter. It blossomed. The Zman, the Kiddush that it gets, B'shas Lekita. Therefore, we go Basel Lekita. Okay, so therefore, that's why that answers the Gemara's kasha. Why is it? You have a hechidim in the Mishnah.
You want to learn the Rashi Esek?
The lulav has no kedusha, and the Esek has kedusha.
It's different Sharalanas.
Rashi, Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Vayan Melf, Levin List over here.
Esek was located.
The lulav also shows us all the shoes. The Alkarach Bechamishos, the Yemishos, the Shalgad, the Chalulai Godel, the Kaimon, the Ilimbos, the Chanot, Alzin, the Day. We said the Rashan, Esek was located, Alzin, and the Choluk Misharalanas. And Esek is different than all other trees. Vedina kyerek. In other words, the only thing that you really go bossa lakita is vegetables. So when an eshrog is not a vegetable, an eshrog is a fruit. Eshrog has the din of a vegetable. With regard to shmita, it has the din of a vegetable. Why? Vedina kyerek, shabbos bossa lakita, mishum the godel al kol mayim. We had this before. We had, remember the drush?
Yeah.
Eshrog al kol mayim. On irrigation water and rainwater. Like Mitzrayim is irrigation, and Eretz Yisrael is rainwater. And that changes its halachic status regarding a vegetable.
Can
we read Rosh Hashanah? V'atvu avilonis gedil al megeshamim, v'yeshah gadol al kol mayim,
shemashkim aso tamik yerek,
nemi perakamu dekdushin. And the male, that's why you go basa l'kita. Now the Gemara Sakasha, v'abein, it's not correct. V'abein, Rabban Gamliel, v'abein Rabban Eliezer, l'inyin shviyis, eshoig basar, eshoig,
Basar, when it blossoms,
chanota azlinon, ditnan, we go basar. It's not true. You are telling me that by an esher we go basar lakita. That's not true. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer hold when it comes to shmita, an esher is like a standard fruit that you go basar lakita. Basar chanota. Chanota.
It brings you right. It's not.
And therefore, there's no if the same way the lulav is potter from shmita because it had chanot in year six, the esrog had chanot in year six should be potter. How do you know this? The sound of the Mishnah esrog shava liilon. In esrog, it comes to an ilon begimel drachim. The lyric b'derek echad shava liilon begimel drachim. Number one la'arla that we go basar chanota. How do you define arla? When does arla begin? Arla
when
begins
when it blossoms.
When it blossoms. What's
then
the cutoff point?
Four, in 3 years.
Tu B'Shvat. So did it blossom before Tu B'Shvat or did it blossom after Tu B'Shvat? Reish Hashanah Lilonos. So you count the years. If it blossoms, the cutoff point is
and not
Tu B'Shvat. Larla Ulurvai, Netarvai.
The fourth year that's permitted, you have to bring the slime. Yeah.
And Ulishvias. So what do you hear? See Klar. That the din of chanota, when it comes to shviyas, we go basa chanota.
L'yerek b'derechachon.
L'yerek b'derechachon. What's the yerek? Shebe'eis. Let me turn the page. Shebe'eis l'kita soy isiru meiser. And when it comes to meiser, there's meiser rishon, meiser sheni, verse meiser ani.
Meiser
ani. Year three and year six, what do you give? You give meiser ani. So you have to ask the question, is the eshrog this year chayv meiser sheni, or is the chayv meiser ani?
It depends when you cut it.
Oh, you go basa l'kita. But when it comes to shvi'is, you go basa chanata. Dirav Gamliel. Eshrog shav l'ilon l'chol davar. Everything goes basa chanata.
Yeah.
So we have a kasha. You see a beferush, yeah. When it comes to an eshrog, you go basa chanata.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, the Awatana, who holds that the eshrog, you go basa l'kita, who do yamar ki hai tana. There's a machlokes tanaim. There's a tana that says that when it comes to shmita, an eshrog goes basa l'kita.
Tanya.
Rabbi Yosi says, av toilumis. Hey it. Rabbi Yosi said that there was a person by the name of Avtolumis. And he said testimony. Heyut mishum chamisha zekenim. He said edus in the name of five zekenim. Eshreg. Zekenim eshreg. Achar likita. With for what? Lemaisa. V'rabosenu nimnu b'usha. And they in usha they said. V'amru bein lemaisa bein l'shvies. Shvies man de karashmi. How did shvies get into this b'raisa? So you mechshu v'yachitani. Eshreg achar likita lemaisa v'achanad l'shvies. So you see here, Klor.
So what did he say?
The Chamisha, right?
To know him,
right? He says you go boss, you go bosser, you go bosser the Lakita.
So this Mishnah goes. So the Mishnah goes according to. The
Rabbi Sein Beusha. Rabbi Sein Beusha, you go bosser.
Shkod, the Shmak.